Jim, dealing with the tailings ponds, it's so complicated. There's so many different parts to it. One of them is composite tailings. What are composite tailings?
Composite tailings are one of the technologies that we're using to deal with our clay and our tailings ponds. And the way we make composite tailings is by separating the sand material from our extraction process and then combining that with the clay material from our tailings ponds. We add some gypsum to that mixture, and then we deposit it in a beach where the water runs out and the fine material, the fine clays, are captured in the voids of the sand as the sand settles.
Why do you do that with the composite tailings?
So composite tailings has been in our operation since for about the last 10 years, and it's an important way to deal with the clay material in the tailings pond. We've for listeners that drive south on Highway 63, they see a sand beach on the east side of Highway 63 as you're driving south from St. Croix. That's our deposition area for composite tailings. And we've been building that for about the last 10 years, and over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll start to see progressively more and more reclamation activities taking place on there.
I take it, since you're working on it, that this is supposed to be a positive thing. Why would it be a positive or a good thing to do?
It's positive in the sense that it has the ability to reduce the size of tailings ponds. We can reduce some of the clay yogurt-like material that we're storing in those tailings ponds. It ultimately will lead to progressive reclamation and land that we can turn back to the government.
Now, what else are you doing in order to deal with the tailings concerns?
So it's important for us to investigate other technologies as well. One of the things we believe at St. Croix is it's going to take a number of technologies to help us deal with the tailings ponds. In order to give our mine planners more tools in their toolbox, we're investigating two more technologies. One is called accelerated dewatering, and the next one is called thin lift drying. Thin lift drying is a technology where we add a water treatment chemical to the clay material from the tailings ponds. We place it on the beach in layers of about 30 centimeters to 60 centimeters deep. And in 2 to 3 weeks, that material is dry enough where we can add a second layer of material. That process repeats itself over the summer months, and we end up with a trafficable material the following season.
What about the dewatering?
Yeah, accelerated dewatering is another exciting technology where we, again, add that same water treatment chemical to the clay material from the tailings ponds. We place it in a pond, basically a pit, and we decant the water off of it as the water is expressed to the surface. So this decanting process allows water that's expressed to the surface to be collected in a perimeter-like ditch, where then it's drained off. So it's kind of like if you want to dry your shirt, the first thing you should do is take it out of the washing machine. You got to take these clay materials out of the tailings pond so that you can let natural environmental conditions like the sun and under drainage dry the materials.
Is there any concern about residual toxic material in the material that's left over once you take the water off?
We believe the material will be quite readily usable for reclamation. We'll cap it with sand, and then our normal reclamation activities that we've practiced progressively for years can take place, where vegetation can be planted and trees and shrubs and the like.
With the accelerated dewatering, does that water then go back into the process?
Yeah, that's a very good point. The water is recycled back to the process where it, again, displaces water that we would otherwise take from the Athabasca River. So it's important when we dewater these clays that we capture that water so that we can recycle it back to the process and minimize any additional water that we bring on site.
When do you see this as being part of your regular operation?
Accelerated dewatering is going to be an investigation for about, or under research and development for about another 3 years. It's a slower process than some of the others. It allows for natural gravity to do the work and natural environmental conditions. So it doesn't have quite the energy input that other technologies like centrifuging have. Therefore, it's a little slower. But we would expect to see it somewhere in the next 5 to 10 years in use at various sites.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.